Hi, and welcome to the Maximus Astrology Podcast. I am your host, Maximus. Today I'm going to discuss the nakshatra called Rohini. It is the fourth nakshatra. If you have your sidereal moon between 10 degrees of Taurus and 23 degrees and 20 minutes of Taurus, then this nakshatra or lunar mansion applies to you. Rohini bestows upon those who have emphasized this nakshatra the ability to develop in the field of art in an entirely unique way. They are artists or they have a strong affinity for this. They are honest, principled, sincere, popular and gentle in character. Also, people with the moon in Rohini are free from the desire for other people's property, stable of mind and usually successful, with or without artistic activities. This nakshatra allows one to have a special kind of sense by which other people's mistakes are immediately detected. With this, Rohini also bestows a critical nature, focused on finding the cause of a problem and sometimes a cunning mind. There is a danger of looking down on or being overly critical of those who do not meet the standard of living one sets for oneself. Also, particularly under the influence of malefics, Rohini makes those involved short-tempered. And while they do not hesitate to put up extreme resistance and obstacles against those they don't like, they are willing to sacrifice everything for their own ideas and those they love. People with the moon in Rohini put a lot of energy into achieving a life of pure luxury and convenience. It is therefore pleasant for those concerned that this nakshatra promises great success in earthly endeavors and gives the ability to raise his star to great heights. This success is due to the strong drive to grow and the ability to avoid obstacles that stand in the way of the goal. They also know how to motivate others to work hard to achieve their goals. However, if there is too strong a focus on growth and development of the material level, there is a lurking danger that the person concerned will lose himself in this. As a result, other values, like spiritual, human, and emotional values, can be lost. His name as the Red One is a reference to passion, sensuality, and lust. A passionate love for the opposite sex is attributed to this nakshatra. Feminine traits are highly developed in the character of men. One has, men and women, a lot of charm. In addition to art and music, one likes romances, erotica, perfumes, and the world of glitter and entertainment. These things are essentially accentuated when both the moon and Venus are in this lunar mansion. If a malefic influences this nakshatra or its lord, it can make someone a smooth talker who knows how to wrap everyone around his or her finger. People are not always well understood within their own family, which can cause more than average conflicts. So far for the nakshatra of Rohini. Thank you for listening. Until the next time. Bye-bye. Thank you.